It's time to say good morning once again this week to Dr. Nancy Nielsen. Good morning to you, Doctor.
Good morning, Jay.
We talked about this a little bit last week during our conversation, and it's been kind of creeping into our consciousness, but the numbers, the uptick in numbers of COVID infections here in Erie County are continuing to go up. But just put them into perspective for us, what you're seeing right now.
Well, let's put it in the U.S. perspective first, and that is that 31 states, including our own, have seen an increase in cases, and 19 states are experiencing increased hospitalizations. That's exactly what we're seeing in Erie County. And in fact, the county executive and the health commissioner update with a press release, a press conference every Tuesday. And so this week they announced that Erie County had 539 cases on Monday, which was the and we had the highest case rate in the nation. So this is very concerning. Every week, the director of UB's Institute for Healthcare Informatics briefs all the chief medical officers in the area with graphs and projections. And I will tell you, it's really very concerning. It shows that we're about back where we were in November. So we are absolutely not out of the woods yet. And we can't give up on the public health measures that involve social distancing, avoiding big gatherings, and masks.
I'm certainly glad you brought up masks, because this is becoming a topic of conversation. I'm sure you know more and more people who have been vaccinated for against COVID-19. I most certainly do as well. And then the conversation comes up, well, I don't need a mask anymore because I've been vaccinated. I'm pretty sure you've told me on a couple of occasions since the vaccine became available, that is not necessarily the case. So could you please clarify?
Yeah, it really isn't the case yet. And you're right. More and more people are becoming vaccinated and are thinking, okay, now I'm safe. I'm immune. So what's the problem? Why a mask? Well, let's talk about what we know. We knew prior to this week that the two mRNA vaccines, Pfizer and Moderna, are about 95% effective in preventing clinical disease. But those trials did not test the subjects for infection, meaning could they have been infected with the virus but be asymptomatic? So that's what we knew, and that was the worry, and that's why people need to wear masks. Well, this week we got more information. We learned from a study that vaccination with those two vaccines is 80% effective against infection. So that's really good news, but it raises the question, can we get rid of our masks? And the answer is absolutely not. Because remember, 1/5 of those who got vaccinated got infected. They weren't sick, but they got infected. And we know that people who are infected and asymptomatic are a major reason for spread to other people. So you don't know if you're the 1 in 5 who's protected yourself, but you still might have the virus and spread it to others. So you really need to keep, we all need to keep wearing our masks when we're out. It's just so simple and so effective. And frankly, think about it. It's certainly cut down on all the respiratory infections that people have had during the winter. There's a lot being written about that. So keep wearing masks.
Yeah, most certainly I can speak anecdotally about not getting that usual one or two colds during the winter that seem to always be an issue. Speaking of vaccines, you brought my attention to something that's kind of just becoming emerging here. It's just emerging, and that is a study about one of the vaccines and how it relates to children and its effectiveness.
Well, this was exciting. This was exciting news from Pfizer. Remember, this is a press release, and we've learned that we don't always trust press releases. We wait for scientific evaluation. But Pfizer announced on Wednesday that their vaccine was tested in kids 12 to 15 and was 100% effective. I can tell you that parents of high school and junior high kids across this country are rejoicing. So this will be presented soon to the FDA, and I would anticipate that it will be approved for kids in that age in that age range within the next couple of months. So those kids in that age range, so it would be 12 and older, right now it's 16 and older, could be immunized just before school starts. So that is really good news.
And we'll stay on the good news here for a moment. We'd like to have good news after a year where a lot of news hasn't been all that good. In this particular case, we're hearing about some help for people who are looking to get vaccinated. We've heard the frustration, right, in terms of finding a place where you can get vaccinated, but there's a new tool that's available that seems to be helping out and has had some initial early success.
Well, we are really thrilled that UB grad students and faculty in the School of Management have just developed this really incredibly cool website called Vaccine Hound, hound like a basset hound. And it's a website that people can go to see where there are available vaccine appointments. It's half automated, half human, and it lists where vaccine goes weekly, and then it sweeps hourly to see if any appointments are left. Doesn't make the appointments for you, but tells you where some are available and how to schedule them. Now, that's very important. You don't have to sit around and call every Rite Aid, every Wegmans, every doctor's office. It will tell you where the vaccine appointments are still available. But it does not assure that there's more vaccine available. So you have to know that there are only a couple of sites as of Thursday morning that have any vaccine appointments available in our region. That will change later in the week, so check daily.
Again, that's vaccinehound.org.
It's vaccinehound.org. And I have to tell you, it's an incredible gift from the students and faculty at UB to the public.
Okay, and let's talk about one more issue when it comes to vaccines. The idea that we might be seeing some sort of vaccine passport that might help clarify whether or not, in fact, we've been vaccinated. What can you tell us at this stage?
Well, this is interesting. The European Union announced plans for what they're calling a digital green certificate, which would be a big help for tourism, for attending concerts and sporting events and that sort of thing. The problem is Americans do not trust their government in the same manner as Europeans do, as I think most of us would agree. And so there have been privacy concerns that have been raised. Also, you want to be careful about scams. There have already been scams where people have produced proof of vaccination, which really was fake. Come on, what's up with that? Just if you didn't get vaccinated, don't say you have been. So New York has come up with what they're calling the Excelsior Pass. And that's a screening website where you go in and you enter the date of your recent negative COVID test or the dates that you got vaccinated. You just give your name and birth date, and then what happens is the website then goes, confirms that information, because that's all logged in a website for New York, and it returns to you something called an active pass. This would be a tremendous boon. I looked at the pass, the criteria for it, and they say they're not going to use it for anything else, and I think they won't. But this really would be a way to get us back to much more normal living.
I like the way that sounds, much more normal living, for sure. Dr. Nancy Nielsen, as always, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Jay.